Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists, on the web at agrigold.com.
It's 8:50 and time for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Let's take a look at the Midwest direct hog markets. They're called fully steady to firm today on ideas that there will be good buying interest from packers in order to keep plants running at efficient levels. Terminals are called steady to as much as $1 higher, with tops from $43 to $44. Peoria called 50 cents to a dollar higher today with a top price of $43. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Friday, October 13th, negotiated swine purchases were 15,366. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $54 to $66. The weighted average was $63.06, a gain of 90 cents from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $46.25 to $52, the weighted average $49.96. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 12,312. The base price range was $53.75 to $66. The weighted average was $63.12, a gain of 26 cents from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $43 to $50.50, and the weighted average was $47.22.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave. I'll have to get an update from you on any soybean numbers, stuff left out in the field, because this week after the precipitation starts, it's already started in southern sections of Illinois and Indiana, and it does look like a generally wet week with not a lot of drying. We will have cooler than average temperatures with the exception of Wednesday, and that will spell some trouble for those farmers who still need to get crop out of the field. Across the western states, a few showers and snow showers developing in the interior northwest, but dry weather prevails elsewhere. Northwestern winter grains emerging, but would benefit from a soaking rain to ensure proper autumn establishment. On the plains, showers gradually subsiding in the southern half of the region. Conditions remain mostly favorable for winter wheat establishment throughout the region, although recent spells of cool weather has slowed some of the crop emergence and growth. For the Corn Belt, showers returning to the southern and western portion of the region. Rain especially detrimental across the Ohio Valley. Persistent wetness has caused significant delays in the harvest and in the winter wheat planting. And for the south, showers and thunderstorms slowing or halting field work. Although harvest activity has nearing completion from the delta westward, severe thunderstorms causing local flash flooding and wind damage in the western and central Gulf states. Across the Midwest, an unfavorable environment for field work will exist in many areas over the coming week. Rain significant through the middle portion of the week as two waves of energy move across the region, producing some light to moderate showers, and in the upper Midwest, even a little bit of snow. Temperatures will be mild to cool over the next 10 days. Highs early this week, 50s and 60s. Mid to late week, highs back in the 40s and 50s north and with 50s and 60s south. Weekend highs generally in the 50s and 60s. Lows 30s and 40s early this week, and across the belt 20s and 30s northwest with 30s and 40s in the southeast during the mid to late week and during the weekend. Right now it looks like next week's temperatures will be seasonably mild. For the delta in the southeast, frequent rain will occur across the delta in the southeastern states during the next 2 weeks. The outlook is not much different than that of late last week. Sufficient amounts of rain and cool weather to induce a poor environment for summer crop maturation and harvest progress. Cotton quality may also be compromised with drier and warmer weather needed throughout the region. In South America, Argentina, it looks like we'll have a drier weather week, although not completely dry. A few showers possible Thursday and Friday, followed by another weak disturbance over the weekend and into early next week, with no well-established rainfall of significance expected until next week, when a couple of disturbances do offer some more precipitation there. Across Brazil, southern Brazil will receive limited rainfall after the first half of this week. Meanwhile, the nation's greatest rain will shift into the north, with all areas from Mato Grosso to Bahia receiving rainfall this week of an inch to nearly 4 inches in some local areas, including the previously dry areas of Bahia and northern Minas Gerais. Crop conditions will be good in most of the nation. Drier conditions in the south may allow some early planting of soybeans and other summer crops to take place, while field work in the north will be put on hold for a while. Drier weather will be needed in the northern areas after the end of this week, to support planting, which is liable to be stalled for at least a little while. And quickly looking at Australia, temperatures very warm to hot in eastern Australia over the weekend, some cooling in New South Wales. Western Australia reported low temperatures in the 30s, which may have induced a little patchy soft frost for traditionally colder locations. Most crops not negatively impacted. Rain during the weekend was minimal, and a weak cool front will drift across eastern portions of Australia during mid to late week this week, inducing some showers and a few thunderstorms of significance. The moisture will be welcome in southern grain and oilseed producing areas, but a little too late for northern New South Wales or Queensland. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
In the Sunday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 541 3/4, down 1 1/4 last trade, up 4. At the Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 525, down 1/2 last trade, up 5 3/4. March, 531, down 1 last trade, up 6 1/2. The May, 516 1/2, down 2 last trade, up 8 1/2. December corn opened at 313 3/4, down 3/4 last trade, down 3/4. March, 323, down 1 last trade, down 1 1/4. July, 330, down 3 last trade, down 2. Redline December, 323, down 1 1/2. Last trade down 3/4. Nove beans opened at 589, down 2 1/2. Last trade down 1 3/4. Next July, 628 3/4, down 1 3/4. Last trade down 2 1/2. December soybean meal opened at 179, down 70. Last trade down 70. December soybean oil opened at 2489, down 4. Last trade down 3. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Brian Maple of FC Stone and Company in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave.
Are we going to lead us to the upside, at least to start today?
I think to start off with, and then we see whether this wheat can actually continue to push us or not. The wheat is certainly what they're going to key off of, I think, on the day-to-day. You've got funds in corn in particular now at a record long position. We're starting to see the open enters decline, which means the shorts are bailing and trying to get out of some stuff out of here. Plus, you had some good rains in Argentina over the weekend, which is going to be beneficial to not only their wheat crop, but also to their corn and bean plantings that they're getting ready to set in the ground. So they're getting in a little bit better shape over there in that area. I also look at how far we pushed wheat, and I kind of wonder whether we can continue to drive this wheat market higher. I had an inside day on Friday. Depending on whether we take out the highs or the lows of Friday's move would indicate to me that that's the direction we're going to head. So if we can continue to stay the upside, that's going to continue to provide underlying support to the corn and the bean market. In corn, we're actually up approaching our 2004 highs, which have fairly similar ending stocks type numbers. I think in 2004, ending stocks on corn were 958 versus this year's 996 projection. 9.3% stocks to use that year versus I think this year's 8.3. So we're getting into an area where I think if you're a farmer and you've got stuff you're harvesting and having to take into town, either decide to put it on DP or open storage versus selling it, I'd have to be a seller. I'd have to play it. I do think that we trade both sides on the day-to-day, but I think that we're getting to a point where we probably are ready for a pause and maybe just a touch of a setback out here, Dave.
Do you think we pause for a couple of weeks and then make an attack on that 335 1/4?
I would not be surprised to see that at all, Dave, to see us make a run at that 335 1/4. I think before we get beyond that, we're going to need a little bit more talk about what the acres are going to do this next year. I mean, I think we are buying corn acres. Whether we're buying enough of them will be a major question for the trade.
And what about the beans, which have put in a very nice rally over the last 3 weeks?
They have. It's been a real nice rally. I think with the ending stocks numbers, if you look at a weekly chart, we had traded in a range of roughly 545.5 to 622 basically since last fall. So for roughly a year, we've been in that sideways pattern. We briefly broke out to the downside here 3-4 weeks ago. I don't see a need for us to break above that pattern. So there may be a little bit left in beans to drive up towards that 622 on the spot market. But I think you'll run out of gas as you get up into that range. Anything over $6, I think you let beans go myself.
And very quickly, calls at the Merc, please.
Mercantile's calling the cattle just a touch better as we get started. The hogs look like they're going to try and start just a little bit weaker to us.
Thank you very much, Brian.
Thanks, Dave.
Brian Maple of F.C. Stone & Company. He is in Indianapolis, Indiana, and he joins us every Monday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org. It's 9:01 Central Time.